Good morning. Thank you, Ken. I'm so grateful to be here again today with you. Thank you for letting me share. Happy New Year. We're here for a short contemplation on A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 352, and following that will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 352. Judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world. But from the other comes the peace of God Himself. Father, forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Yet love, which is reflected in forgiveness here, reminds me you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. You have not left me comfortless. I have within me both the memory of you and one who leads me to it. Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today. For I would love my own true identity and find in it the memory of you. Amen. Judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrow of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God Himself. As I contemplate this lesson, the third sentence jumps out at me. It says, judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. And I contemplated what the word bind means. And the word bind can mean to cover. Judgment will cover my eyes and make me blind. And then I went to the dictionary and I found another way to use the word bind, and it's to hold to a particular view or point of view. Judgment will hold my eyes to a particular point of view and make me blind. And it made me remember I have a electric mop, steam mop that broke. And I had told my husband that I was going to have to get another one. And then I went and asked my sister what kind she had. And I had done some research on the internet and found a list of, you know, the best ones. And she has the second one on the list. And so I told my husband I was going to buy that one. And he wanted me to buy the first one on the list. And the thought came into the mind, which has been a repeating thought lately, is he's trying to control me. Even in buying a mop, he's trying to control me. And when I went and sat asking who is it who's saying he's trying to control me and coming back to the truth of who I am, and in coming back to the truth I am, I saw that that reoccurring thought that he's trying to control me is what is binding me and making me blind. It's holding me to a particular point of view, this thought he's trying to control me. And forgiveness isn't about forgiving him for trying to control me. Forgiveness is about letting go of the concept that I can be controlled. Letting go of the belief that I can be separate. And sitting from the heart and looking at how ridiculous it sounded when I become upset when my husband wants to buy the best mop on the list instead of the second best. And how I was trying to build an identity around he's trying to control me. It says in the lesson, I am redeemed when I elect to follow in forgiveness. Do I have to keep a thought that comes from the personality, which isn't me, that he's trying to control me? Do I want to keep that thought and let it blind me to my truth? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to notice the thoughts that are binding me to unforgiveness, the thoughts that which are making me blind. Help me to uncover them and return back to the truth of who I am. Returning back to the peace and love of my true identity. I am so grateful for the love that I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, settling into a comfortable position. Taking a few deep breaths. Allowing relaxation to permeate the mind and the body. Coming into the present moment right now, watching the breath in and out, noticing the body, being aware of any sensations in the body. And slipping into the awareness of being aware of the sensations. You're not the body and you're not the sensations. You're the one before the body and sensations. You're the one aware of them. And becoming aware of the mood or the emotion, noticing it as a scientist, not agreeing with it or disagreeing with it, just noticing it. And noticing any thoughts, not following the thoughts, not trying to change the thoughts, noticing the thought. Noticing that you're aware of the thought, you're not the thought. The thought is not you. Being aware of being aware of things in awareness. And letting them be there in awareness just as they are. You're the observer of them. They're not you. Being here in the present moment, aware of what's in awareness. Letting it all be there, just as it is. If a thought comes up, notice that you're aware of being aware of the thought. Not trying to change it, push it away. But question, just for a moment, as a scientist unattached, is this a thought that's trying to hold me to a particular point of view? Notice if it binds you. Don't judge it. Don't try to change it. Simply notice. Who's thinking it? This binding thought. You're the awareness of being aware of the thought. It's not you. So who's thinking it? Who am I? What am I? If I'm not these thoughts, and I'm not the body and the sensations, and I'm not the emotions or the mood, I'm the awareness of all that, but I'm not that. Feel the stillness and the peace of simply being. Feel the freedom in simply being. If the mind wants to be active, use the activity to turn back inwards. when you become aware of being aware of a thought. Ask yourself, does this thought bind me to a point of view? Does it blind me? And then ask, who's thinking? I'm the one aware of being aware of the thought. The thought is not me. I'm aware of the thought. And sink into the experience of what am I? Being aware of being aware, I am before the thought of body, before the thought of mood and emotion, before all thought. I am that I am. Thank you. for I would love my own true identity. And find in it the memory of my Creator. Thank you for joining with me today in loving our own true identity. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share. Hope everyone has a loving day. I love you. Bye-bye.